Robinhood Radio presents Between the Stacks, a weekly chat about our local libraries.
Hi, Courtney. This is Sarah calling from Kent Memorial Library.
Hey, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good.
I think we're talking about book buying today.
I think so, yeah.
Do you use Baker & Taylor?
We use Baker & Taylor for pretty much everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, Baker & Taylor is a major library book vendor that's been in business for a very, very long time, and probably like about a month ago at this point, we got notice that they were closing very unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So, and before that, we had noticed a decline in the number of shipments that we were getting, and we weren't getting like new releases as quickly as we should have. But then in like the last kind of month before this announcement, kind of like mid-September, we like hardly got anything. And then I was like, oh, something's going on. So thankfully, I had set up an account a couple of years ago with another library vendor, Ingram.
Okay,
and
yep.
We were able to transition to them very, very quickly, and we started getting books from them. It took a little bit because they are inundated, I think.
I would think. Yeah, they've had to totally ramp up.
Yes, yeah, but we are I think, through the worst of it at this point. But it has been a bit of a shock.
Did you have patrons complaining that you didn't have what they were looking for? And
We didn't, actually. So I buy all of our stuff about a month ahead of time, so it was just enough time for, like, that month to go by before, like, we started missing books that were, like, new releases.
Right.
So we actually avoided any gaps in kind of, like, new releases coming out, which was pretty
well planned.
Yes.
That's great.
So, I will say, as a whole, we have noticed that wait times have gone up in our system for books because so many libraries have had to find a new vendor.
Right.
That there's been just, like, less copies coming in. But it's starting to get better now.
That's good. And I don't feel like we had much warning for this.
No, I think I honestly didn't really get an official email about it, I think, until, like, 2 weeks after everybody knew about it. So it was kind of like, when I noticed that we weren't really getting anything, I thought it was very weird, but
yeah.
It's been kind of radio silence, and I think, unfortunately, a lot of people lost their jobs really quickly,
yeah.
And I don't think, honestly, they have the staff right now to really put out, like, customer service.
Communication stuff, so, yeah. Huh. Yeah, I knew that it was happening vaguely because we were getting kind of warnings from the Connecticut Library Consortium and the Connecticut State Library. They were on top of, you know, whatever kind of probably whispers that they'd heard that things were not looking good for them. So my sense is that libraries that used Baker & Taylor that were really paying attention made that jump to Ingram or to whatever other sources that they use. We don't use a book distributor at all.
I think we've talked about this before. I think use a local bookstore.
We use our local bookstore, yes. So you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Baker & Taylor deal was roughly 50% of the cover price. Does that sound right?
A little bit less than that. I think it was around like 40.
You paid 40 or that was the discount?
That was the discount. It was like around like 40, between 45 and 50, I think.
Oh, that's not too bad. So we have a nice arrangement with our local. We have a little indie bookstore here in town. I don't know where they get their books. That is not my problem. But whenever we want something, we just order directly through them, and it keeps the money in our community. We don't get quite as high as of a discount, but we get the real treat, which is sometimes when you know there's a little extra money in the budget, or you need something specific, or you need something quirky and weird, we could just walk over to the bookstore and pick it up and just literally browse, just like any customer would browse the shelves and be like, oh, that looks fun, oh, that looks good, and that looks good. Because sometimes when you're just reading reviews or you're you know, using the other kind of Publishers Weekly sources that we tend to use as book buyers. It's just, there's something about being in a bookstore and picking something up off a shelf that is a little more fun, and sometimes you find some things that may not have gotten picked up by these bigger reviewing agencies, right? So we have a, you know, our bookstore manager is a good friend of ours. His name is Ben. We do programs with them. In addition, we do author talks. So it's this really lovely partnership that has been very valuable to us. We compete with them in a way that is also, it could be problematic because we have our big book sale that goes on for 6 months of the year, and you know, we're selling. Sometimes people will go and literally buy a book from them for the cover price. At the end of the week, they come and donate it to the library. So brand new books, and we will turn around and sell them for, you know, $8, and they had just paid 40 for it, or 25, or whatever. And never have they said, you know, cease and desist, or please don't do that, or you're hurting our business. It's all very much of, you know, we like people, we like getting books into the hands of people. So they've been really supportive of that with us, and just really, really great. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's a lovely relationship, actually, and I think in many ways mutually beneficial. What's been lovely in particular are the programming opportunities. So they have lots of relationships with editors and publishers and agents and people. And we have a lot of writers, I'm sure you do too, over in Millbrook, a lot of local people who are writers who have houses up here, and they can get some really big names and some exciting guests. And then we'll either host over here and we'll sell books for them, or we will have our program hosted down there because they've got a nice event space upstairs. So it's great. I was watching the whole Baker and Taylor excitement debacle from a distance and sort of saying, huh, not our problem. Good luck, guys. And then talk to some of my other local Connecticut Northwest Corner libraries, and because, you know, there's another independent bookstore in Millerton, right? Millerton has one, and then there's one up in Salisbury, and there's one over in Washington. And, you know, that's if they can develop a relationship with these stores, you know, and they give us a discount, it really is lovely to be able to just maintain that relationship and keep the money where it right in the town where they live.
Yeah, we have a great bookstore here in Millbrook too, the Merritt Bookstore. And we kind of like what you said, when I need something, when I get a request for something that's a little like not on the bestseller list or like a little bit more local specific, I'll go there and I'll get it from them. And we are much the same, where we have author talks with them, and they are a really great partner. Unfortunately, my budget isn't big enough to get all my books from them, but yeah. I definitely, when I can, I try to buy them from them, because like you said, keeping it local is really important.
It's helpful. Do you order from the dreaded Amazon?
When I have to,
yeah.
DVDs.
Us too.
I'll buy DVDs. The only time is if it's like if there's like an emergency situation like this.
Sure.
And
yeah.
There's like the new Dan Brown book has come out with 200 plus people waiting on it, and I'm
exactly.
Like, I need it.
Yeah.
Immediately,
yeah.
Type of thing. And then when there's like a surprise one where it's like unexpectedly on the bestseller list.
Right.
And it was kind of like on nobody's radar, and like there wasn't a lot of copies published, type of thing.
Yeah.
So I try to use it for like emergency situations and stuff that I can't get from the bookstore.
Yeah. Or sometimes, we might use it to replace something in the collection. If something's gone out of print, you know, we'll go on to Amazon and maybe buy an old copy of something if you feel like you desperately need that copy of Perks of Being a Wallflower. You know, you're not going to necessarily find that at the bookstore, nor are we going to find that even new. You often need to buy those things used.
Yes, yeah.
Well, so that's all the exciting story about the book.
Yes.
What other fun things do you have going on coming up?
Oh, we have so much coming up. We are having, we are in the final days of our Salon Hang fundraiser right now.
Ooh.
So we just did, it's basically a community art show where half the proceeds go to the artists and half go to the library, and that's going to be up till the 24th. And then we are swapping around our gallery space, and starting on December 5th, we're going to have our Friends of the Library holiday silent auction opening reception at 5:30, and that's in coordination with the Parade of Lights in Millbrook. So that's
okay. Yeah, we've got a million of those things going on too. These little Hallmark towns really know how to do it up for the holidays.
We also have like a bunch of holiday programming coming up. We have a Winter's Tales for kids on the 6th at 6, and when we have, it's not on the calendar yet officially, but we're going to do some Breakfast with Santa sessions where people can take photos of Santa and get
food that's
from
fun.
One of our local restaurants, Babette's. So
nice.
It'll be good.
Nice. We've got some similar stuff coming up. We've got a Thanksgiving share story time for the kids, and a local author's got a book reading tonight, and then there's another one on the 4th, which is cool. That one's sort of special. She was a faculty kid at South Kent School, and she's written the history of the whole school. So there's a lot of great local interest, but also, you know, however many millions of years of alumni who love their schools, and we're hoping to get a good turnout for that. We have all sorts of things coming up for the holiday, including all the things for town, which are lovely and fun. But one fun thing that's a little bit new is we have on our board, we have a gentleman who is an audiobook narrator, and he's got this incredible, deep, rich voice. And that's his job, is audiobooks. But he has a collection of Christmas stories that he narrated, and he's going to be doing a live reading of one of them in our reading room. And at the same time, we'll have like a card-making station going on in the back so people can just sit and make some holiday cards and listen to a fabulous Christmas story, and that's on Saturday, December 13th.
Lots of good stuff come out of it.
Lots of good stuff. But I think that's pretty much it. I feel like we should be directing everybody to our website to take a look.
Yes.
We do a lot of programming over the holiday break. Do you?
We actually slow down. We have, it's pretty, honestly, the last 2 weeks of the year are pretty slow. We have a lot of people that go away for the holidays in our community. And we have a couple of things happening, but we kind of slow down. And also, honestly, it's a big time for staff vacations, too.
Right,
so.
Well, we do just the opposite. It's bananas. So if you're looking for something to do with your friends and family and you need to get them out of your house, take a look at our website because there's a lot going on. Movies and mostly free programs, movies and teen hangouts and crafts and Legos and all sorts of stuff.
Sounds like it'll be hopping.
I think so. All right. Well, it was good to talk to you as always. Have you read anything great recently?
Oh, have I read anything great recently? I am in the middle right now actually reading. I don't know if I was still reading. I've been reading this for a while, but I'm reading The House of the Seven Gables for the first time.
Oh.
And it is good, but it is slow going. So
yeah, I bet.
My
very noir. I'm just finishing. I just finished the second Catherine Newman book. She did Sandwich in 2024, I think it was, and
that's
I just loved it. And then her new one is called Wreck, and it's basically part two of the same, you know, quirky, lovely family. And I really enjoyed that too.
Good. It's a good way to end the year, it sounds like, with some
books. Yeah, and this is, like, I don't know about you, but I get so busy this time of the year, I barely have time to read, so I try to keep my expectations manageable.
Smart.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, it was good to talk to you, as always, and I hope we talk again soon.
Yes, me too. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Bye.
Between the Stacks is produced at the facilities of Robin Hood Radio 91.9 FM, Sharon, Connecticut.